You're listening to a Peak Media production.
And now, coming to you from the Windy City, it's the Daily Dime with your host, Tim Keller.
Welcome everyone to this Tuesday edition of the Daily Dime. Today is May 21st, and we had a relatively quiet Monday night in the sports world, but there's still plenty to talk about, so let's jump right into it. The NBA was off last night, so we will start off in the NHL, where we had Game 7 between the Oilers and the Canucks in Vancouver. Neither team scored in the first, but the second period belonged to the Oilers, as they scored three consecutive goals to take a commanding lead into the third. Vancouver did make it interesting at the end with two goals in the final 10 minutes, but they couldn't get the third one that they needed to tie it up, and the Oilers came away with Game 7 with a win on the road to eliminate the Canucks and head to the Western Conference Finals. So now our Final Four is set in the Stanley Cup playoffs. In the West, we have the aforementioned Oilers and the Stars, and that series will start on Thursday in Dallas. And over in the East, we will have the Panthers and the Rangers, who will start on Wednesday in New York. But now we'll transition over to the MLB, where there were 11 games yesterday, and we'll go straight to Kansas City, where the Royals beat the Tigers 8-3 with home runs from Salvador Perez and Michael Massey. This is already the 30th win on the year for the Royals, and they are just the fifth team to reach that mark. Unfortunately for them, one of those teams is the Guardians, who lead them by a game and a half in the AL Central, as they also won yesterday, beating the Mets 3-1 in Cleveland. Staying in the AL Central, the Twins lost to the Nationals in DC 12-3, and the White Sox fell to the Blue Jays in Toronto 9-3, and are now just 4-20 on the road this season. The Mariners beat the Yankees 5-4, bringing their 7-game win streak to an end, and then we also had a doubleheader between the Braves and the Padres that they split in Atlanta. The Red Sox shut out the Rays 5-0, while Rafael Devers increased his home run streak to 6 games, and the Marlins beat the Brewers 3-2 in extras, and then we also had the Dodgers, who beat the Diamondbacks thanks to a Freddie Freeman grand slam, which was the 6th of his career, late on Monday night. Over to the WNBA, we had two games last night, with the first being between the Connecticut Sun and the Indiana Fever. Both teams kind of trending in opposite directions here, as the Sun came into this one 2-0 and the Fever 0-3. Halfway through the second of this one, Katie Lou Samuelson tied the game at 34, but just seconds later, Caitlin Clark would go down with an ankle injury that looked pretty awful at first. Luckily, she would return in the second half, but Connecticut jumped out to a 9-point lead halfway through the third. Indiana would go on a run of their own, taking the lead early in the fourth, and it was back and forth the rest of the way. Clark was great, scoring 7 of her 17 points in the fourth quarter, and she also added 5 assists in the final 10 minutes. But Ty Harris was even better, scoring 13 of the final 18 points for the Sun, helping them to secure the win with a score of 88-84, improving to 3-0 on the season, with the Fever falling to 0-4. In the second game, we had the Liberty hosting the Storm in Brooklyn, and they would go on to win a defensive battle 74-63. The Storm fall to 1-3 on the year, while the Liberty remain undefeated at 4-0. Sabrina Ionescu led the way for New York with 20 points and 8 assists, but they also had 3 other starters score at least 13 in the 11-point victory. In other news, Eagles receiver Devontae Parker retired today at the age of 31. He had 369 catches for 5,266 yards and 27 touchdowns across 9 seasons in the NFL for the Dolphins and the Patriots. As I mentioned, he's just 31 years old, but he did make about $57 million over the course of his career, so I think he will do just fine in retirement. In basketball news, the NBA announced the all-rookie team, headlined by Victor Wembanyama and Chet Holmgren, who were both unanimous selections. Wemby definitely lived up to the hype as the first pick in the draft, as he was also named the unanimous rookie of the year, averaging 21 points, 10 rebounds, and an incredible 3.5 blocks per game. For good measure, he also finished second in the Defensive Player of the Year voting, just behind Rudy Gobert, despite averaging a block and a half more than Rudy while playing just 29 9 minutes a night. Holmgren was actually taken in the 2022 draft, if you remember, but he missed the entire first year with an injury to his right foot, so he was eligible for Rookie of the Year voting this past season. Brandon Miller, who was the second overall pick for the Hornets, was also selected to the All-Rookie team, which was rounded out by Jaime Jaquez Jr. and Brandon Podziemski, who were drafted by the Heat and the Warriors at 18th and 19th overall. But with that, we will just about wrap it up for this Tuesday episode of the Daily Dime. A little quicker today as we didn't have as many games last night. But as always, thank you for listening. And if you would, please consider subscribing and rating 5 stars on Apple, Spotify, or wherever else you may listen. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.